This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, as events continue in Southwest Michigan to honor Martin Luther King Jr., we'll revisit Earlene McMichael's interview with another civil rights leader, Julian Bond. It was recorded last year around the time of Bond's visit to Albion College. But first, a Western Michigan University student has developed a device that helps people with speech impediments. Daniel Floyd is a marketing student at Western, and recently he received a patent for the Speech Master Pro. Daniel Floyd, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Gordon.
Let's explain a little bit to our audience, what is the Speech Master Pro? How does it work?
The Speech Master Pro is an enunciation device with a very simple concept. The device is designed to fit perfectly inside your mouth, and by speaking around the device, it enhances your speech.
Now, some people, as you found out in your own travails, which we'll get to in a little bit, might use a wine cork. They might use a radish or something like that. Why is the Speechmaster Pro better than something like that?
Well, the Speechmaster Pro, I work with a design team, so we got the design perfect for the human mouth. Second, the material we use is FDA-approved silicone, which is the same material that can be found in mouth guards to make it more comfortable.
So who is someone that might be a good customer here? What sort of problems might they have that the Speechmaster Pro is going to be able to help them with?
Well, the Speechmaster Pro will be able to help debaters. Well, we had customers with debaters, lawyers, speech impediments. What it does is really enhances the speech.
So let's talk a little bit about your particular personal story. You got into this in part because this was something that you worked on yourself, correct?
Yes. The idea came from the movie The Great Debaters. The debate team were practicing for a debate with a radish in their mouth. And I noticed the radish makes them over-enunciate their words and sounds. But instead of using the radish, I used a wine cork, which had the same concept and was just as beneficial as the radish was in the movie.
And this helped you?
Yes. The wine cork helped me, but the wine cork was really uncomfortable, and I ended up with pieces of the cork in my teeth. It was really uncomfortable. But I kept the same concept as the wine cork and applied it to the Speechmaster Pro.
Was it something that enabled you to do public speaking in a way that you hadn't done before? Was that your interest in it?
Yes. Growing up with a speech impediment was often very tough. I was bullied quite a bit in school. I've been seeing speech pathologists throughout my life. So I was looking for an enunciation device or any type of device that can assist me with my speech, and I wasn't able to find one. But after watching The Great Debaters, I was really excited that the wine cork or the radish can help me.
And while you were still in high school, you started developing the Speechmaster Pro, correct?
Yes.
Do you remember when you first used it for yourself?
Yes. First used it for myself was 2 years ago. I was still in high school. This was after the manufacturing process and the design process. And I was just really excited that it works, it's beneficial. And I was just really proud and happy that I could do this, from having a speech impediment to being bullied to the design team, patent attorney. I was just really proud that I could do this and amazed I got it done.
So when did the thought first cross your mind that you had stumbled onto something that other people had not done, and that perhaps it was time to see if you should patent it?
After watching the movie, I got online and did a patent search to see if I could find any other device, any other enunciation device out there. I wasn't able to find one. So then I had a professional patent search done with Cardinal Intellectual Properties. It found out it was more of a extensive search, and there was nothing that existed.
So kind of take us through the process a little bit. Most of us don't invent anything over the course of our lifetime. Oh, yeah. So take us through the process a little bit of how you go from you've got this idea and realizing that now you want to put a patent on it and secure it as your intellectual property, if that's the right term.
Well, my advice would be to read as much as you can about business, entrepreneurship, patents, everything, just to widen your knowledge about what you're getting yourself into. And after that, I'll research different patent attorneys to work with and make sure to visit more than one to get a good comparison and just go for it.
How long does it take from when you start that process to the point of having a patent awarded?
To get a patent normally takes between, well, it can take anywhere between 4 to 5 years. Mine was finished in 3 years.
What does the patent office want to see from you to verify that, yes, you've invented something and, yes, it's original, those sort of things?
Well, they would like to see a patent search that's been done prior to coming into their office. As I mentioned, I went to a firm called Cardinal Intellectual Properties that conducted a patent search prior to going into meeting with the patent attorney. And also that just to see that you've done your own research and before you walk in, it's always helpful.
So where is the Speechmaster Pro now in terms of development? Do you have a company which exists that you are, I'm assuming, the CEO of, which is selling these devices?
Yes. The company called Speechmaster Pro is a LLC company. It's based in Madison, Illinois. That's where we sell product.
Is this pretty much just you, or do you have some people working for you?
It's just me. My parents are significant, of huge help. So me and my parents.
Do you have hopes for it going beyond that?
Yes, definitely. After launching the site and really seeing the potential that the Speechmaster Pro have and the testimonials we received of how effective it was, I have high hopes for the future.
How many people would you say have used Speechmaster Pro so far?
About 200 people have used the product so far.
Very positive feedback?
Very favorable feedback in many different fields. From voiceovers to speech impediments. I was just surprised by how many people that have been affected by the product thus far.
How tough is it when you have a speech impediment, something that might prevent you from public speaking, or even as you said, maybe it, when you're younger, kids can be especially cruel about it. I mean, just how tough is it to go through life with something like that?
Well, going through school, as you mentioned, kids can be really cruel about it. That can really lower your confidence in speaking as a whole. And then when you get to the age where it's time to do debates and public speaking, your confidence will be at an all-time low because of so many years of being ridiculed and bullied because of your speech. So it can be pretty tough, but I try to be as optimistic about it as I can.
When you've launched a business, does public speaking become a necessity? I mean, perhaps a radio interview, or maybe somebody invites you to talk about your product someplace?
Yes. There's still speech anxiety, but I always try to prep myself as much as I can before the interview so I'll have more confidence and just be more comfortable in the interview.
Does the Speechmaster Pro, though, also help address confidence? If you feel as though you're able to speak clearly and enunciate properly, are you just going to be more confident than when you step out there?
Yes, definitely. The Speechmaster Pro used the concept of resistance and also compared to the concept of just practicing harder than you need to. So when it's time for the reality, the real thing, it comes easier.
Do you think there are other things that you might work on? I mean, obviously, it's pretty impressive to start a business and to have invented this device, but do you see other possibilities, other types of devices out there that you might work on, might want to develop, or might work with other people to develop in the future?
Yes, I had a deep passion for entrepreneurship since I was younger. Entrepreneurship and helping people have always been a big part of my life. So I have a notebook that's filled with different ideas from apps to physical products that I like to invent or work on as I get older.
What was the biggest help you got along the way in terms of getting your company off the ground and getting your idea to the point that it was able to get a patent and be marketed?
Well, the biggest help I had was my parents. They were really supportive throughout the whole journey. I couldn't have done it without them. Three other people that have been a huge support were the manufacturer, Tim and Graham Sutherland, with Accurate Products. Tremendous help.
Have you sold any on campus?
Yes. Walking to class, I had a few students come up to me that read the article and had been going through a difficult time with speech as well. Well, I guess I didn't technically sell them to them. I gave them a few because I understand what it's like going through with going through life with a speech impediment.
I'm wondering if developing this device and getting some attention for it has perhaps gotten some people talking about speech impediments and some of the difficulties they face. Maybe this is something that doesn't normally get a lot of discussion or fly above the radar. Have you found out that there's more people out there that face this than perhaps you thought?
Yes. Growing up, especially when I was younger facing this speech impediment, I kind of thought I was the only one, because I was the only one in my classes that struggled with this. I was the only one that I saw that was really nervous giving public speeches and debates. But as I went through the process of developing the Speech Master Pro, I saw that there's thousands of people out there that lack confidence giving speech or suffer from speech impediments. And I'm just glad that I'm able to help.
Daniel Floyd, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me, Gordon.
Daniel Floyd is a Western Michigan University marketing student. He's the inventor of the Speechmaster Pro, and he now holds patent number 20140287385 from the U.S. Patent Office. Links with more information about the Speechmaster Pro can be found at wmuk.org.